good meditations and bad meditations is something we shouldn't allow the mind to fix on, because even a so-called good meditation is, I mean, a so-called bad meditation where you can't concentrate or restless is a good meditation if at least you can recognize that and understand it. And get some understanding, you know, why is the mind restless? And the same when in the so-called good meditation, not to cling to that, because that also will change. Every meditation is different. So I'd like you to, feel free to ask any questions that you might have to, so we have some discussion based on some question that you might have about the meditation practice, or any specific, you know, difficulties you might be having, or any other kind of experiences that you might be having that you want to share, or what, at least to find out what it is, or so. Because there's so many things that can arise in the body and mind, you know, when you meditate. Many types of body sensations, painful ones, or even pleasant ones, or kind of strange ones, or that you don't know what they are, and other kind of strange perceptions and thoughts and moods or visions. So many things can arise. Yes.
Well, do you find that sitting in meditation posture, cross-legged, it feels very good with the spine erect and a flat seat on the ground? I'm finding it difficult to hold it for one full hour. Either my back begins to get a little bit sore, or my knees begin to feel sensation in my knees.
But probably it happens before even one full hour.
For me? Yeah. So it's difficult for me to stay in that position for 1 hour.
Or even 30 minutes for some people. That's because our body is not used to it. And, you know, the body is a conditioned organism, and so is our mind. And it gets used to whatever you're normally used to doing, the way you used to normally sitting. And, you know, whenever you do something different than that, the muscles react. Hey, what's going on? And it takes them a while to reconform to that. So most people, especially Westerners, they're not used to, they haven't been trained to sit on the floor. They're used to sitting in chairs, or just being, getting too comfortable, slouching all the time, you know, in the types of chairs that people use, or doing other things in your car. And so trying to sit straight and keep the back straight, and the stress on your hips and knees and ankles, for the sitting posture, it takes time for that to adjust. And so naturally they're going to be pains. So, but that's part of the challenge of meditation, and knowing that you have to have a lot of patience. You have to have patience with the body. And especially if you don't practice exercise and things like that, then people have, if you're more stiff, then you might have more problems with that. So there's no magic cure for that, except for it helps, like, that's why we try to practice a few yoga exercises before the sitting, because that'll hopefully help you have a little bit better circulation. But even on your own, if you practice more, the more flexible you are, and especially doing exercises to strengthen the back muscles and the neck muscles that are used in trying to helping to keep the back and the head up, those will be especially helpful. Although you can try sitting in other postures, you know, like using these type of benches here, or if you don't have a bench, you can actually sit on a cushion that's on its edge or something. But ideally, the buttock should be elevated higher than your feet or the heels in order to keep to be able to keep the lower spine in its natural inward curved position. And the people that sit in chairs, they shouldn't really lean back on the chair, because they won't be able to keep their back straight, really, if they're leaning back onto the back of a chair. But, you know, the posture is sort of half the battle in meditation. Once you learn how to sit in a erect but relaxed position, and you know, and enduring pain also is an important part of the practice. And you have to gradually endure the amount of pain you can tolerate, because the mind can endure pain, but normally we have a low pain tolerance. So we're always shifting our postures or trying to get rid of pains by rubbing and itching this and that and so on. So actually learning how to face that is a very important part of meditation. And even if you can't focus on your breath or anything else, just to focus on the posture and try to keeping it sitting straight and enduring pain, that itself, if you don't do anything else, is going to be a very important and useful foundation for then later developing a deeper level of concentration and insight. But having the mindfulness about how, what kind of things contribute to the pains of the body, or the body, you know, being tired or sleepy or having various pains. That's also part of the mindfulness. So those, the three main obstacles to meditation, as I mentioned, you know, pain and sleepiness, and then the monkey mind, too many thoughts. Out of those three, sleepiness is the worst. Because sleepiness, you can't really do anything. It just stops you dead in your tracks. Because you can't even be aware. At least with pain, you can observe the pains. And it helps to keep you awake. So actually, pains are better than sleepiness. Because the, you know, learning how to skillfully endure pains, and pains are various qualities. You know, there's pains like muscle joints and aches from the muscles being kind of overstretched. And then there's just things like itching and scratching and stinging sensations and various types of things, like feeling of ants or crawling over your skin, or, you know, stinging sensations, all in all kind of different places. You know, your sensations will arise all over, you know, in your eyes and your nose and your ears. And actually it becomes fascinating to watch them. And actually in the later stages of meditation, once the mind is relaxed and you open up into practicing like vipassana and awareness, then that becomes very prominent and a central sort of object of the awareness about impermanence and about just learning how to observe and relax around all these various types of sensations that are coming and going. And people that have difficulty in, you know, just watching the breath and the body itself, as I just mentioned, like just learning how to watch your posture and deal with the various pains and observe the various types of strong sensations that arise. Even doing that, as long as you can kind of relax around it, it also develops a deep level of concentration. But all those hindrances, you know, you have to have a lot of patience, and each person is going to have a different level of those hindrances and different kinds. Some people have more trouble with sleepiness in the beginning. Others might have more physical pains. Others might have more trouble with the thoughts. Each person is different. There's something, there's a new medical term that hopefully will, I don't know if it'll be in the medical books anytime soon, but it's called a MHA, multiple hindrance attack. In which you have two or three or more hindrances occurring at the same time. And what's the pill you take for that? Mindfulness. A multiple vitamin. Mindfulness, concentration, and wisdom. That's the Buddha's multiple vitamin for meditation. To cultivate mindfulness, concentration, and wisdom is the way that we deal with those hindrances. Yes?
The time. I found that at the end of the metta, I had some guilt taking the time
into your own life, you mean?
Yeah.
Taking time out from your family or whatever.
Yeah.
Well, you know, most people already spend too many times with others, and they have this sense of duty that we always have to be doing something, especially your mothers, I guess, when they have to tend to their husband, they have to tend to their children, they're working jobs and this and that. But we also have to take time for ourselves. And if we only are thinking about others, we neglect our own welfare, then that's also a bad thing. And so you shouldn't feel guilty about taking time out to try to, you know, heal any, you know, something that's going inside of yourself, like your own, whatever it is, frustrations or stress and this and that. And if you don't take time out to care about yourself, but not in a narcissistic or ego kind of fashion, we're doing it so we'll be more effective with others and be more effective in what we do in our interaction with the larger world. But if we neglect the thing that's most important to us, that means our own mind and our body. And if our body and mind is sick, then we're not going to be able to helpfully affect, others or contribute in any good way. So you shouldn't feel guilty about taking the time out to nurture your inner being and needs. But again, that has to be balanced. And yes.
Well, I do the meditation. I like you are so late to do it in the morning time. So I do it at night also when I do the meditation?
Yes, I mean there's no limit or rules about when you can meditate. Meditation in the morning is probably ideal time because you've just hopefully had a night's sleep, and so your mind and body will be more refreshed and before you start to get active in the day. And also that time that you spent in the morning, meditating, that vibration of that will help to stay with you during the day so that hopefully you'll be more relaxed or mindful in your interactions in the day. At night, usually people are tired from having worked and things like that. But the night meditation is good to do metta at night, and to like forgiveness and metta, so that whatever any negative things you might have got during the day or ill feelings toward people and this and that, you can try to release those things by forgiving and forgetting about people and whatever they might have done to you, and then send them metta, or even forgiving yourself if you're feeling bad about something you did yourself, so that you won't take that into your sleep.
And also, can I put some very nature music background, like a waterfall or a nice soft nature music when I do the meditation?
Some people might do that. If it helps you to relax, you can do that, but you shouldn't get too much attached to those things, because you can't always have that, and you should be able to meditate without those props. But I would say that kind of stuff playing at other times when you're not meditating, instead of having other loud, disturbing things, or if something else, even when you're doing other things, you have some kind of music like that playing, maybe all right. Or to start the meditation with, but at some point you should then maybe turn it off so that you can try to stay focused without the mind relying on that. There's a saying, music is the outer meditation, meditation is the inner music. That means listening just to the music of the nervous system, or the sound of silence, which is a very sort of dynamic and full sort of vibration. Or just hearing the various sounds and sensations that are arising and vanishing through the senses also can be very, if you know how to contemplate it and let it go and not be grasping at them, that's also like can be a symphony orchestra, or even in watching, listening to your own thoughts and so on, as long as you're not identifying with them, grabbing them, judging them, this and that, and then they just come and go, thoughts, sounds, sensations, even pleasure and pain, itches, scratches. It's all, if you know how to detach from it and just watch it, it becomes a divine orchestra. Okay, so I think our time is over. Some people have to get home before it gets too dark. So try to meditate a little bit at least every day, because that's the only way, to get to do it every day at least a little bit, for your body to get used to the position and to develop the kind of ability to sit for, longer. It takes a daily practice.
Thank you for participation, and see you on Wednesday.
Actually, this Wednesday, the sutra that I'm going to cover is a sutra about dealing with the mind and the thoughts, or the removing of the distracting thoughts. A special sutra the Buddha gave about different ways to deal with your thoughts. So, especially if you have trouble with these distracting thoughts, and you might be interested in that.